here's a story from The World.
The Biden administration is working to revamp how it responds to people seeking asylum in the United States to speed up the asylum application process. But speed doesn't necessarily mean asylum seekers will get the answer they want to their asylum applications. To talk about all of this, Doris Meissner joins me now. She led the former U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service during the Clinton administration and today is with the Migration Policy Institute. Doris, the Biden administration has talked about possibly fast-tracking asylum cases and changing where and how they're adjudicated. How would that work? What are they proposing?
I wouldn't call it fast-tracking as much as streamlining the process in a way that makes it possible for these asylum decisions actually to get made. I mean, the way that cases that arise at the U.S.-Mexico border are handled now is that they go through what's called a credible fear screening at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's a screening that is done by asylum officers who are highly trained, work in the Department of Homeland Security in something called United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. They screen for whether there is a quote-unquote significant possibility that the person could be eligible for asylum. But then the current system refers those cases to immigration judges in the immigration court system, which is part of the Department of Justice. And that court system is so backlogged presently that it takes years, an average of 4 or 5 years, for the case actually to be heard. That's a failing system.
How does the Biden administration want to change that?
So the Biden administration wants to keep those cases with the Department of Homeland Security, with these asylum officers and the asylum structure. And those asylum officers would hear the cases in several months rather than years. And then if the cases are approved, then those applicants would be able to start their new lives. They'd be on their way. For those cases that are not approved, if people wanted to appeal them, they could then go before an immigration judge.
So, but what are the practical implications of having asylum officers decide these cases as opposed to immigration courts?
Well, the practical implications are that asylum officers are well-trained. They do this work for what's called the affirmative asylum system. They are doing cases like this that arise within the United States all the time. They have been doing so for, 25 years. The setting is private. It's not a courtroom. It's a private interview. It is an interview that is intended to elicit the information in the most informed way possible for the claimant. It's non-adversarial. The court system that presently exists is an adversarial proceeding. It has government attorneys that are acting as prosecutors. It has a judge. That can be a very intimidating setting for an asylum applicant.
There are some critics to Biden's plan, and they say that fast-tracking these cases would not give asylum seekers enough time to prepare their cases. Do you agree?
I don't agree. It is not fast-tracking from the standpoint of just doing it at the border and, turning people back. It is screening at the border, and then it is allowing people to go to a destination that they're intending to go to inside the country, but then hearing their case in a few months. That should be sufficient time to prepare the case. It is an effort to do a reset with what is now a situation at the border of a system that is failing and also a system that can be misused by people who may not have strong claims. It is an effort to try to make it possible for those who are eligible for asylum to get that eligibility determined, but to create a balance between timeliness in decision-making and a fair decision-making process that we don't have now.
That's Doris Meissner talking about possible changes to the U.S. asylum system. She's with the Migration Policy Institute, a nonpartisan research group. Doris, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.